It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Good morning, I guess it still is. Not quite 11 o'clock yet. So Indians are getting ready to play in the second match in this high school gymnasium, the main gym, the Ray Etzler Gymnasium. And we just got through with the first match a few minutes ago, and Crestview defeated Bishop Lures out of Fort Wayne. And the first match was fairly close. The second one was, I don't think that Bishop Lures got into double digits. Crestview just turned it on and just dominated the second set for sure. So that means Crestview will play the winner of this game. It is our Indians versus the Ottawa Glandorf Lady Titans. And the winner will play Crestview here in this gym, I believe, the very next game. And the loser will go to the junior high gym and play Bishop Lures. So once you get to the junior high gym, once you've lost a game, you would go to the junior high gym and play the remainder of your games. And we did get a second set of equipment that's already set up there. If we would happen to go down there either right away here or after any of the games and have to play again real quick. In the past, we run into some situations where we could not get the equipment torn down here and set up in the other gym until almost all the way through the first set. So we're going to try to eliminate that problem today by having two sets of equipment. And if we do not have to go down to the junior high gym, that means we at least got into the championship game. And there are some pretty good teams here. All of the ones that are playing, Crestview is number three in Division Four, and as I mentioned, they beat the Bishop Lures very easily. And then Bishop Lures out of Fort Wayne, us, Ottawa Glandorf, Belmont out of Decatur, and Belmont from Decatur defeated Salina in the junior high gym. So Belmont will play after... I have to look and see here. I believe it'll be after the Crestview versus whoever wins this one here in the main gym. And Salina would play at about that same time in the junior high gym. So Salina lost. And also St. Henry is here. They're number three in Division Three in Norwalk St. Paul. I don't have their record, but they're usually a very tough team. So this is a great competition for our Indians to see how we stand. You know, we've lost to some very good teams, and we've beaten some very good teams. So this is about halfway, two-thirds of the way through the season, and we'll see how we can do here. So I'm going to look here. I believe the Ottawa Glandorf Lady Titans are 8-7. And for some reason, I don't have our Fort Recovery. We have three or four losses. And some really good victories. I think we are 10-4, I believe. But our fans we have a pretty good amount of fans here. I'm going to say a couple dozen maybe. I'd like to see a lot more here to support these girls because they are really putting it out. And this is a beautiful facility. Two different gyms down the hall from each other. The clock's winding down, and we're getting ready either for introductions or the beginning of the match. I'm not sure what they do at the beginning of each one of these. I don't believe there will be a national anthem before every one of the matches. So Steve Trout is the up official. I've seen the down official a few times, but I don't recognize her. Don't know her name. I've seen her a few times, but I don't know her name. So looks like we're just going to get ready to go here. And the Indians are taking on the Ottawa Glandorf Lady Titans. And see how we do here. On paper, we have the better record. And so we should win this and take on the Crestview Knights in the next set here in the high school gym. But As we all know, that's why you play the game. Things can happen. So we're looks like we're getting the teams checked, the players all checked out. Libero steps off. She's getting the officials or the players checked out, and now she's allowing the libero in. And looks like it will be the Lady Titans to serve first, and it'll be Claudia Mag serving for the Lady Titans. That was going to be in the back end. Callie let it go, and it stayed in, so the Lady Titans take a 1-0 lead. She just stepped away from it, and it was about a couple of inches in. And that one about the same spot, but about 3 inches deeper, so it went out, and we're tied at one. And it will be Callie Wendell going back to serve for our Lady Indians. Tied at one here in our first match. Everything was backed up an hour because of the fog. A lot of these teams had to go a pretty long way, even longer than we did. So they wanted to make sure people had enough time to get here. So that was back and forth, and they get it hit a pretty good shot over to us off of Kennedy's hands and out into the hall. And it is 2-1 Lady Titans. And it will be number 24, Caitlin Kimmett, back to serve for the Lady Titans. 2-1 early in the first set here today. And that is not played well by, that was Tegan. Hit it with her one hand and it went kind of down to the floor. So it is 3-1 Lady Titans, and Kimmett will serve again. Played by Mara, set up for Tegan. They play it, hard hit. Kennedy with a save, battle at the net, and another battle at the net, and it's coming back over here to the Titans side. It's roll shot over. Mara sets it up to Kennedy. Kennedy to Sage, and back over to the Indians, off the speaker at the top, and Guggenbiller tips it over. They will roll shot it over to one of their hitters, and Kennedy sets it up for Tegan. Hard shot. They play it. It's over to the right side for them, and it's played by Kennedy. Set up, and it'll be Guggenbiller getting it over for the Indians. They're sending it for their left side, and down and just inbounds for the Lady Titans. A good rally volley there, and they lead 4-1. And it will be Kimmett to serve again. Serve is received by Mara. Kennedy sets it up for Guggenbiller, and she hits it into the net. So it's 5-1 Lady Titans, and Indians will call a timeout. We'll take a little break with them. Be back in just a minute.
Cooler weather is coming, but there are still plenty of grilling days left, so get in to Wayne IGA and take advantage of the best deals on steaks in the area. They have T-bones, ribeyes, New York strips, and ground chuck, loose or patties, pork chops, boneless skinless chicken breasts, leg quarters, whatever you want for grilling. And they have over a dozen brands of barbecue sauce, including Wendell's Barbecue. Take advantage of the nice weather while it's still here and get grilling with great steaks from Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
We're back here at Ray Etzler Gymnasium. Indians down early, 5-1. We haven't played a real volley very cleanly yet. Kimmett will serve again. Mara, Kennedy sets it up. Looks pretty good, and hit back by the Titans, and another shot, and Tegan hits it really hard, but out of bounds. Need to be a few feet shorter than that, a little farther down. Scoreboard still shows 5-1. There we go. It's 6-1. And Kimmett will serve again. And Tegan receives this one. set up for Guggenbiller, and she hits one long and off to the side. So it's 7-1. Indians are not looking good here right now. We need to get ourselves together here and play well in this tournament. This is a big tournament. Serve it, give us a break, serve it into the net. So it is 7-2, and it will be Kayla Heitkamp coming in to serve for our Lady Indians. Kayla's had several times when she has served numerous points in a row. She has a knuckleball serve that she can use, and we'll see how this goes. That one is received by the Titans. A big hit over to the Indians. We play it, and Mara with a big hit, but out of bounds on the side. So it is 8-2. We lose the serve, and it will be Sienna Fry serving for the Lady Titans. She'll send it across. Hits the top of the net, played by the Indians. And Tegan tips one over, tries to drop it in there. They play it, and we block it. And comes back on their side. Two uncontrolled hits, and it goes out of bounds. So it is 8-3 now, and Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve. And we need some points in a row here. We need to get points. It's 8-3. And that one... that one went over. I thought it didn't go across the net. It was right in front of Steve Trout. He says it went across the net and hit on our side. So it's 9-3. And Ella White. Okay, the flag official on the far corner is... Yep, okay, that's what I thought. I think he said it hit the antenna. But that would have been right in front of Mr. Trout. But so we'll see how that goes. So it ended up 8-4 now, and Tegan will serve again. That's what I saw from here, and that's what the flag official went to the up official and straightened things out. So it is 8-4. Indians get a point there, and Tegan gets serve over. They're setting it up for their left side. Hard hit. We play it. Kayla sets it up for Guggenbiller. They tip it back over to Mara. She hits it hard, and it goes over to our side. Probably would have been out of bounds where we played it, and they've got it back on their side. They're going to set it up again for the right side, and it is, I thought it went out of bounds, but the official is right there on that corner, and I have the net in between me, so that's a point for the Lady Titans. He calls it in, and he was way closer than I was, so it'll be Ella White now serving, 9-4, Lady Titans. Kayla sets it up for Kennedy, and she puts it down on the Titan side. So that'll be 9-5, and it'll be Megan Evers going back to serve for our Indians. When she's on, she is really on. We need to get some points here, 9-5. We need to claw our way back into contention in this set here. So it's played by the Lady Titans over to the left side. Saved by Tegan. Kennedy will smash one, and they block it. Comes back to us and off of our hand and out of bounds. 10-5 is the score now. Bailey Krause, the libero, will come in and serve for the Lady Titans. That's received by Callie. And be inbounds, but big smash by, I believe that was Tegan, on the inbounds on the Titan side. And it is 10-6, and Kennedy will go back to serve for our Indians. Again, still down 4, but we were down, 6 at one time, so we need to get some points here. Don't want to wait too long to make our comeback here. And Titans get it, play it. And they get it back over to us. We make a couple of good saves. They're going to tip it across. We make a nice save. Kennedy sets up for Guggenbiller. And a smash. And off of their hand and back to the wall. 10-7. And we finally get a service point. 10-7. Indians are down. And Kennedy Mullenkamp goes back to serve again. Again, this is the first set here at the Lady Knights Invitational. Kennedy with the serve, played by the Titans. They'll set it up for the left side again. Tips it across. Indians get it. A whistle, and looks like they called us in the net. So it's 11-7. And Addie Bellman will go back to serve for the Lady Titans. That is played by Callie. Kennedy sets it up for Mara on the left side. And she gets it just a little too far out of bounds. So it's 12-7. Indians down 5 again. So we need to get the serve back. We need to break serve. And we got Kennedy setting one up for Mara. Mara tips it across over the blockers, but they play it. And they tip it to us. We get it back to them quickly. And that is a hard shot by, I believe that was Claudia Mag, puts one out of bounds, and that is 12-8, and Mara will go back to serve. 12-8, Indians down. We need to get a run going here, and that is played by them not very well, but they get it under control. Back over to us. Kennedy sets it up for Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller tries to put it down. They tip it back over in desperation. And Tegan sets it up. They set up for Tegan, and she puts one down just in bounds on the Ottawa Glandorf side. So it's 12-9 now. And Mara will go back to serve again. Indians only down 3. Maybe we can get a few points here and get back in it. Maybe take the lead. Mara with a nice serve. And they let it go, and it was about a foot in bounds. So I don't know if people that were at the game the other day, when we played St. Henry, they let a lot of them go, and all but one of them were all really close, and all but one of them stayed or went out of bounds. They let them go, and they were just like an inch or two out. One time they got burned on that. I think they did that 7 or 8 times against us, and every one of them was just a little out of bounds. That's taking a great chance. I can't believe they were doing that, and they did it every time and were right. So I don't know exactly how they do that. I've never seen another team that we've played that did that. There's a timeout right now with the Titans, with the Indians back within 2, 12-10. So most teams, if it's even close, you play it. But St. Henry, I'd say 7 out of 8 times, they let them go, and they were out of bounds by an inch or two. So somehow they were guessing right, and that changed momentum greatly. Mara's back to serve again. Indians down 2, 12-10. Mara, a receiver serve just barely. That knuckleball was diving, and Indians play the smash, and everybody kind of we played it, went up. Plenty of time for 3 different players to get to it, and nobody went after it. So it is now 13-10, and Claudia Mag will go back to serve for the Titans. Played by the Indians. Kennedy sets it up for Tegan. She smashes one off of their defenders and out of bounds, and it's 13-11. And Callie will go back to serve, and she's capable of getting a number of points in a row here. That knuckleball serve sometimes helps a lot. They didn't let that one go, probably should have, and it's played. They smash one off of our setter there and out of bounds. So it's 14-11, and Caitlin Kimmett will serve now. Titans lead by 3. Played by Mara. Set up for, Callie Roll shots it, and the Titans are struggling a little bit, but they get it across. Yep, they got it across the net, but it was behind. It was out of bounds behind the antenna. So it's 14-12, and Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve for our Indians. We're needing some points here. Let's get several and take the lead and keep it. That's what I'm hoping for. Nice, sir. That just caught the top of the net and came back to us. Looked like that was going to be one of those great knuckleballs. So it is 15-12. In favor of the Lady Titans, and Sienna Fry was going back to serve. Now they're going to sub in number 20, Kennedy Fuca, Jr., and she'll serve for the Lady Titans. She has not been in the contest that I know of yet. So we'll see how this goes. And that is played by Callie. Kayla sets it up for Kennedy. Kennedy with a big smash off of their blockers and out of bounds. And it is 15-13, and the Indians will serve, and it will be Tegan Fortkamp. I'm still looking for some of those good long 2-, 3-, 4-, 5-point runs by our servers, and we haven't gotten there yet. We've gotten a couple here and there, but we need to – it's time to get going. 15-13. Nice serve played by Titans. They'll set it up for the left side, and the Indians are setting it up, and it'll be Mara, and played by the Titans. They'll smash it down. A great save, dig by Kayla, but it goes out of bounds, and our players can't get there. So it is 16-13, and Ella White will go back to serve for the Lady Titans. And she serves it way out of bounds to the left, 16-14. And it'll be Megan Evers going back to serve for the Indians, and also Carly Niekamp comes into the contest. And good serve, played by the Titans. Big smash, and it is just long out of bounds, and it is 16-15, the closest the Indians have been since the beginning of the contest. And Megan Evers finally gets a service point, and let's get a couple more here. Megan, let's take the lead here. And she puts it into the net. Oh, man, we didn't need that. 17-15. Lady Titans, and they'll go back to serve again, and it'll be the libero Bailey Krause. They lead by two. Starting to get late. Let's get this rally going. And it's played by Tegan. Set up, back set for Kennedy. It's played. They're struggling. They get it roll shot across, and Kennedy will set it up for Mara in the middle, and she hits it into the net. She was about 10 feet from the net, but she should have been able to get that one across. It's 18-15, and Krause will serve again. Indians down three now. We were down two, or one, excuse me. Played by Tegan, set up for Mara. She puts one down, and it's out of bounds, but it was touched by the Lady Titans. So it's 18-16. Indians down two, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will serve. And we have Carly Niekamp and Guggenbiller and Tegan and Mara and Kennedy and Callie. So that's played by the Titans. They're struggling. They get it across on a desperation shot. We put it up, and somebody should have been able to get under it, and we do not. It's 19-16. And Addie Bellman will go back to serve for the Lady Titans. That's played by Tegan. Kennedy, back set for Guggenbiller. They play it at the net, and they're going to have to roll shot it over. Bumped by Tegan. Kennedy sets it up for Mara, and they play that one. Nice save, and it goes to the net and off the net, and their front girls couldn't play it, and it's 19-17. And Mara will now go back to serve. As I've said about the five times, it's getting late and we need to get points. We're down two. Nice serve by Mara, played by the Lady Titans. Kind of a little bit of a problem there, but they get it across. Kennedy sets it up for Tegan. They play it. It's set up on the left side. Mara gets it up, and Carly Niekamp with a soft tap over their defenders puts it down on their side, and it's 19-18. Here we go. Let's get this rally going. It's 19-18. Mara goes back to serve again. Throws it up in the air, and they play it. It comes to us, and Tegan just goes up. They're trying to set up their front person. And it went right to Tegan, and she slammed it down on their side. We are tied at 19, and they're taking a break. And we will, too, back in just a minute.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Crestview, where our Lady Indians are now tied 19-19 after being behind the entire match. And it is 19-19, first set here in our first match. The matches are two sets each, and that is, I think Mara had a great serve there, but the official had not blown the whistle to start. Mara says, my bad. Steve Trout's smiling at her. So, here we go. That one's long, long, long. So that gives the Titans the lead back at 20-19. And it will be number 11, Claudia Magg, to serve for the Lady Titans. She'll put it over. Played by Callie. Kennedy back sets it for Guggenbiller. And like it didn't get across the net. I thought it went off their blockers and back to us, but it is now 21-19. Indians down two. We need to get this point. We need to break the serve. And it is played by the Indians and then blocked by the Lady Titans, and we're going to call a timeout. It is now 22-19 with the Titans getting three straight points after their timeout. We'll see how many we can get after our timeout. Be back in just a few seconds.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
Welcome back. It is 22-19, Indians trail in set number one, and it will be Claudia Magg serving again. Indians play it. Tegan tries to tip it across, and it stays on our side of the net. It is now 23-19. We've let them get four straight after we tied it up, finally tied it up at 19. They've gotten four straight points. We need to get side out here. It's played by Callie. Kennedy back sets it for Guggenbiller. She tips it across. They barely get to it. They're going to roll shot it across. Callie, Kennedy set up for Carly, and they block it down on our side. 24-19. It is set point for the Lady Titans. It'll be Mag again, played by Callie. Kennedy with a nice set over to Tegan. She puts it down on their side, a spot where nobody was. So we're back to a little bit of life in us. We have to get four straight for sure. It's 24-20. If you don't know, you have to win by two. So if we get to 24, even if they get to 25, they can't win. But Callie's serve is played by the Lady Titans, and we tip it, get it over to Guggenbiller. She gets it across. They're going to play it from out of bounds. They get over to us. Kennedy sets up Tegan, and they play that. They're back setting, and that goes down off of our defender, and that is the first set, 25-20, and the Lady Indians lose that first set, 25-20. We finally tied it at 19 after being down 3, 4, 5, 6, almost the whole contest, and then they scored four straight. We got one, and they got one, and that ended the first set. So Indians now have to come up with a couple of sets to move on to play Crestview in this championship bracket. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes with set number two.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy can help you learn about the availability of mobility equipment for individuals at home to prepare for an upcoming surgery or a discharge from the hospital. Kalp Pharmacy also has a certified aging-in-place specialist who can provide a needs assessment over the phone. We install ramps, grab bars, and bathroom stability aids. So to learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or visit www.kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you.
Sorry, Fort Recovery Insurance, they're coming back very quickly here. So, Indians serve first. Mara Pearson serves it, and it goes out of bounds, and the troubles continue for our Indians. We need to get on track here, and we had a couple little spurts there where we were okay, but the Titans have outplayed us that first set, and received by Tegan and bumped low, and nobody could play it, and it is 2-0, and Caitlin Kimmett is back serving again for the Lady Titans, 2-0 lead for them. That one is long, out of bounds. We let that one go, and that is about a foot out of bounds, 2-1 now, and Callie will go back to serve. And we need to get a run of points and get some momentum going for our Indians. Callie, good serve. They play it. They're back setting it to the right. And blocked by the Indians, played by the Titans. And off the top of the net and across past our defenders and down on our side. And it is 3-1 in favor of the Lady Titans. And Kenzie Garkey comes in to replace Mara, and it'll be Sienna Fry serving for the Lady Titans, and off of Kenzie's hands and out of bounds, and it's 4-1. So Sienna Fry will come back to serve again. 4-1 lead, kind of starting out like set one did, and we can't let that happen. So the serve comes. That is long, just long. We let that one go, and it's 4-2. And it will be Kayla Heidkamp going back to serve for our Lady Indians. 4-2. And we need to get this momentum changed. We need to get a big momentum swing. That's a great knuckleball serve. They play it. They get it tipped across. Up, set up. Over here for Tegan. She puts it up and they block it. And it's down on our side and it's 5-2. And it looks like number 32, Ella White, will go back to serve for the Lady Titans. 5-2 lead for them. And our Indians need to get a side out here and get some points. 5-2 lead for the Lady Titans in set number 2. And that goes wide out of bounds. Almost into the hall and comes back on in play. So it's 5-3, and Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve for our Lady Indians. Played by the Titans, coming up this way off the back wall, and a point for the Indians. It's 5-4. Let's get a few more here, Tegan. Let's get the lead and make them play catch up. 5-4, Indians down one here in set number two. We lost the first set 25-20. Tegan's serve, and it does not get to the net. So 6-4, and it will be Bailey Krause back to serve for the Lady Titans. That's to Tegan, Kayla, to Sage, and over to the Knights. Nice save by the Indians. Mara smashes one, and it is down on their side, and it is 6-5. Indians down one. And it will be Megan Evers going in to serve for our Indians. We need one of those famous runs you've had about 10 times this year, Megan. 6-5, Indians down one. Megan serve. Nice serve. They play it. They're going to get it to the left side. Indians tip it back. They tip it back to us. It's being played here at the net, and we roll shot it over. They set it up, and they just smash one down just about 6 inches inbounds, and it is a 7-5 lead for the Lady Titans. And Addie Beltman will go back to serve for the Lady Titans. They lead by two. Need to get things going here, folks. And that's played by Callie, Kayla, Tegan. Big smash, but just about 2 feet out of bounds. It's now 8-5, and Beltman will serve again. We need to get a rally going here. We need to get the momentum changed. They have all the momentum. Tegan plays it. Kennedy plays it from out of bounds. It's roll shot over. They set it up for their big player. And we had several, it was tipped by our blockers, and we had several chances to get to it and did not. It's now 9-5, and Beltman will serve again, but Travis Guggenbiller calls a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with him and finish the Fort Recovery Insurance commercial we tried to play.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Welcome back. Second set here at the Crestview Lady Knights Invitational. Indians lost the first set 25-20, and we are trailing this set by 4, 9-5. The winner will take on the Crestview Knights. The Lady Indians have to win the second and third set. They play three set matches in these invitationals. So the winner will take on Crestview here in the next game, and I believe the loser will take on Bishop Lures in the next game in the other gym. We need to get ourselves going. Played by Mara over to the Knights. Comes off the ceiling, and they play it. And back to us. They're back setting for Kennedy. She smashes one off of their blocker off of Claudia Mag and goes out of bounds. And it's 9-6. And Kennedy, who just got the big smash, will go back to serve. 9-6. Kennedy serve. And it is played by the Lady Titans, almost too close to the net, but they get it across. Kennedy sets it up for Mara. Mara smashes it down. They did get a hand on it, but no chance to get it. And it is 9-7. And Kennedy, this might be the time when we finally get a good rally going and switch the entire momentum and win this second set and maybe the third set and win the match. So it's played a short serve. They hit it hard. Callie saves it. Kennedy sets it up for Mara. They get it across, struggling, but they roll shot it over. Kennedy will set it up for Guggenbiller, and Callie saves it and gets it across the net. And Indians, they tip it across. I believe that was Sienna Fry. She's been playing great all day. That she tips it across and down on our side, 10-7. And it will be Claudia Mag now serving, and that's played by Tegan. Kennedy. Mara tips it over and gets, they set it up, get too close to the net, and Mara goes up and puts it down on their side, 10-8. And it will be, looks like it will be Kenzie Garkey coming in to serve for the Indians. And Mara will sit down for a rest. We have Kennedy, Carly, Paige Guggenbiller, and Tegan in the contest, along with Callie and Kenzie. Kennedy sets it up for Tegan. Smash, played, and another smash by them. Kennedy back sets for Guggenbiller, and they block it. It comes down on our side. They gave up. Okay, there we go. They gave us the point. It's 11-8. I didn't see any infraction there, so they just put the point on the wrong side there. Caitlin Kimmett serving. Kennedy will set it for Tegan. They play it, and they flip number 25, Sienna Fry, another great play. The Indians were all there to block her, and she put it to her left by quite a bit on the other side of the court. And down, and it is 12-8. And Kimmett will serve again. She puts it right in the middle of the net, so that is a point for the Indians. And we get the side out, and Callie will go back to serve. Indians down 3, 12-9. Nice serve. That knuckleball serve just about fell in there. And a big hit by number 21, Katie Kaufman, but it goes out of bounds. Point for the Indians, 12-10. We're only getting one and every once in a while two service points, and we just need to do better than that. There's Callie's serve, played back setting for Fry, and the Indians block it, but it goes out of bounds across the net on their side. I couldn't tell for sure if they had touched it, and both officials said no. So it is 13-10, the Lady Titans, and it looks like Kennedy Fuca in for the Lady Titans. And it'll be set up for Tegan. She hits a hard one off of Ella White's hands and into the Titan bench, and it's 13-11. We need to get this tide turned, and it's going to be Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve for our Indians. So Kayla getting ready. Indians down 13-11. Set number 2. We lost set number 1 by 25-20. Her serve played and setting it up for the left side. And they tip it across, but it goes out of bounds to the left side and is 13-12. And Kayla back to serve again. See if we can get one of those knuckleball serves to drop in there for an ace. Not quite, but they tip it across on the second hit, and we put it across. We pop it up to, it's going to be set up for Kennedy, and it's tipped back to their side, or to our side, I mean, and then tipped it across, and they hit one hard, but it's out of bounds, and we're tied at 13. Now, we never really got that under control, but we did end up getting the point. We fought and fought and fought and got that under control. So the Titans call a timeout now that it's tied at 13. Be back in just a couple minutes.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back. We'll go through a couple of things here, whatever we can here before they start play again. But Monday, we'll have volleyball at Wayne Trace. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Thursday, volleyball will host Minster, and we'll simulcast WPGW, and the NFHS video will be with that. Football at Parkway on Friday, and volleyball hosting Fort Laramie Saturday morning with the JV starting at 10. And Kayla is back to serve again for our Indians. We're tied at 13. Indians may be finally getting this rally I've been begging for all day. So a good serve. That one goes backwards. They fight with it and cannot get it under control. Indians take the lead. I believe this is the first time in the match that we are actually in the lead, 14-13. And the momentum is shifting right now. Kayla, the serve, and she lets it. They let it go, and it goes out by about a foot. So now we're tied back at 14. And we're going to try to get a side out. It looks like Amari Young will come in to serve for the Ottawa Glandorf Titans. Tied at 14. Pretty good serve. Set up. And we put it across instead of setting. Kayla just tipped it over their their front row and down on their side. And the Indians retake the lead at 15-14. And Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve. If she can get some of these rocket serves to get in, we can take take command of this set. And that rocket serve, they get it. They did play it. And get it back over on a roll shot, setting it up for Mara. And they play that. And it'll be hit from the back row and off of Tegan's hands and out of bounds. So back to a tie at 15. And it looks like the libero, Bailey Krause, will go back to serve for the Lady Titans. 15-15 here in set number two. The Titans won the first set 25-20. And that is played by Callie. Kayla back sets for Kennedy. Kennedy tips it over their front line. They do get somebody up to play it. They're going to roll shot it over. We get it up to the front row. Mara is going to tip it over. And they play that one, and it's to the left side, and it goes through our blockers and down on our side, and Ottawa Glandorf retakes the lead at 16-15. So we need to break the serve. We need to get the side out here, and it will be Bailey Krause going back to serve. Indians led 15-14. They've gotten a couple straight, and it was coming at Mara. She ducked to let it go out of bounds, and it did not go out of bounds. Stayed in by just a little bit right at the official's feet. 17-15 now. And it'll be, oh, a let serve hit the top of the net. I thought it was coming back this way. Falls down on our side, and it's 18-15. They've scored four straight. The momentum just shifted again. And we are calling another timeout, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fortkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fortkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to the Ray Etzler Gymnasium, Crestview Lady Knights Invitational. Indians down 18-15 here after Ottawa Glandorf has scored four straight on us. We were ahead 15-14, our first lead of the day. And then they came back and tied it and scored three more. They lead 18-15 in set number two. The winner of this will play Crestview, I believe, right after this in this gym. The loser will play Bishop Lures in the other gym. And we should be able to get any of those games to you pretty easily. And it's received by us. Indians get it up to Mara. She tips it off of the defender's hands and out of bounds. And it's 18-16. And Megan Evers will come in to serve for our Lady Indians, needing a bunch of points here. Let's get the momentum shifted back our way. And Megan with a nice serve. They play it, and it goes out of bounds on the back side of the antenna on the left side, and it's 18-17, and Megan with an ace serve, and she'll serve again. That's played a little hesitantly, but they get set up for the left side. Indians get it. They put it back over to them. They pop back to us quickly, and we get it to them. They hit it into the back row, and it goes out of bounds beside the antenna, and we're tied at 18. And Megan Evers is doing exactly what we needed her to do, come in and get some points. And the momentum is shifting again. Let's get ahead by several this time. 18-18 now. Getting late in the contest, and we need to win this one. That's a good serve. Oh, they let it go, and it went out of bounds. I thought she might have touched that, but the official was right there. So it is 19-18 with the Lady Knights in the lead. And looks like it'll be Addie Bellman serving for the Lady Knights. That is Tegan. And we tipped it across. It went to Kayla, and she tipped it across on the second hit. They were not ready for that, and we're tied at 19. And Kennedy will be our server. If she can get 2 or 3 points like Megan did, we're going to be back in the driver's seat. So 19-19 now, tied here in the second set. Indians down 1-0. And they get it up to the front row. Blocked by us, but down on our side. So that's a point for the Lady Titans. And Claudia Magg will come in to serve for the Lady Titans, leading 20-19. And see if we'll... guess we're ready for the serve. Don't know what we're looking for. One of the officials is at the scorer's desk and trying to get something straightened out. Okay, so now we're ready. Steve Trout blows his whistle, and we're ready to serve. And goes to Tegan Fortkamp. That one took a dive on a knuckleball, and she hits it under the net. So it's 21-19. And Mag will serve again. 2-point lead for the Lady Titans. We need to get this point, and she hits one into the net and gives us that point. And now it looks like it might be Mara Pearson going back to serve with that toss up in the air about 10 feet and then hits it. 21-20, Indians down a point here in set number two. Tough serve, and it's going toward out of bounds. They got to be able to get it across, and Kennedy sets it up for knee camp, and we get it. Just a hair away from being able to get that play, keep that play going. So it's 22-20. Indians really, really, really need to get this point. And it will be Kimmett. Callie set up for Tegan, and that'll come up to the right side. And a big hit by, I believe that was number 25 again, Sienna Fry. She's had a number of big hits. We're not keeping a score of anything because I can't keep track. Every time I try, I'm so far off it's useless. So this will be 23-20. Hallie Schrader back to serve. Kimmett serves. And Indians play it. Hit it, blocked by the Titans and blocked back by the Indians off the Titans' hand and out of bounds, and it's 23-21. We need points, and it's up to Callie Wendell here. This is set number two, and we're down 1-0. And it'd be set up to the right side. It's tipped across, and the Indians get it, and they're struggling, but they're going to get it across, and we cannot play it, and it's going to be match point for the Lady Titans. And it looks like it's going to be number 20, Kennedy Fuca, to come back in again to serve. 24-21. Indians need at least 3 to tie it at 24 to keep it going. Indians are ready. Serve. That is played. Kennedy back sets for Guggenbiller. It's played by the Lady Knights. A couple of really nice saves and a big smash. And it's down on the Indian side. And it is final 25-21. So the Indians lose both sets, 25-20 and 25-21. So that means I believe we will play the next match in the other gym against Bishop Lures, who lost to the Crestview Knights. So we'll take a quick break, be right back, and then we'll head to the other gym.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Ball is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with the convenience of a utility vehicle. This new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
Welcome back to the Ray Etzler Gymnasium, where the Indians lose two tough sets, 25-20 and 25-21, to the Ottawa Glandorf Lady Titans. So the Lady Titans will take on Crestview here next, I believe, and the Indians will go down to the other gym, and we will take on Bishop Lures, who lost to the Crestview Knights. So a little disappointing. We did get ahead some. We could never keep that momentum going, and we didn't have a really good answer for a couple of their big hitters. So one of those, of course, was number 25, Sienna Fry. She had a lot of big smashes, and we had some trouble with it. So for right now, we're going to take a little break, and we'll go down to the other gym and be back on the air as quickly as we can. Thanks for listening.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.